This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Nobody ever said being a public school teacher was going to make you rich, which is why a public charter school in New York City that's paying its teachers doctor or lawyer money is worth a look. Since it opened 4 years ago, it's been part of an experiment to see whether paying top teachers top dollar can lead to a better education. Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff reports.
It started with a Facebook post. Kristen Van Olefen was teaching music in New Jersey when a friend posted about a new middle school offering some eye-popping salaries.
And I said, who gets paid $125,000?
After a few years and a grueling hiring process, Van Olefen can now say she does. The school is called the Equity Project Charter School, or TEP for short. Most of its students are low-income and from the Washington Heights neighborhood, not the type of school where you'd expect six-figure teachers. So why 125 grand?
Candidly, it was the maximum amount that would keep our budget in the black.
Zeke Vanderhook is TEP's founder and principal, and he's out to prove a couple of things. That if you've got great teachers, little else matters, and you can afford them even on a public school budget.
It's saying, wow, teachers are so important. Teachers are the critical lever in student achievement, in student growth. If we're serious about this, let's pay them what they're worth.
But that has its own costs. For now, TEP is just a group of red trailers. The kids walk outside between periods.
I'm our senior, by the way.
There are no small classes. There's no laptop on every desk. Sure, Vanderhook hopes the school moves to a better building someday. But to him, what matters is having top teachers in the classroom. So that's where the money goes. In Kristen Van Olefen's music class, there are also lessons in vocabulary and math.
I'm bulletproof.
Van Olefen also administered state achievement tests. That's part of the secret to the high pay. Most teachers have, in effect, two jobs.
Yes, I'm the eighth grade math teacher slash assistant principal.
This is Casey Ash. He's been at TEP since it opened 4 years ago. The school saves money by not hiring the kind of support staff other schools have. There are no substitutes. That makes for long, demanding days.
I don't think it's the right fit for everybody.
There were a lot of expectations for us.
Before she came to TEP, Judy Lefebvre spent most of her teaching career in Arizona. And while she was highly regarded, the pay was lousy.
After 30 years, I was still making just over $40,000.
During the year-long interview process, she was observed in the classroom several times. Many TEP applicants submit videos of their teaching or samples of student work showing major improvements. Lefebvre was finally hired to teach special education and serve as the dean of discipline. But she soon found that her Arizona skills weren't as effective with students in New York. After her first year, she wasn't asked back.
I think the big unanswered question is, gee, what would have happened that second year now that I had those skills and had made that improvement?
But for TEP principal Zeke Vanderhook, there's no time to wait. Teachers must bring their A game on day one or else.
We give our master teachers 1 year to prove themselves.
Teachers are judged on classroom management and student test scores. They're also evaluated by other teachers. Vanderhook says about a quarter of them don't make it to the second year.
I'm a little worried about the sustainability of the model.
Michelle Fine is a professor of psychology and urban education at the City University of New York.
They might, in fact, be getting highly qualified educators, but either they're burning out or it's not working very well or they're dissatisfied.
The teachers I spoke with at TEP acknowledge the stress, but they insist it's worth it, and they commend the quality of their colleagues. Fine says she doesn't expect the school to become a national model, even though it may work well for this one community in Washington Heights. This spring, the school's first class of eighth graders graduate on to high school. In a few years, we'll know better if their highly paid teachers have a lasting effect on their lives. I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.